intro.
All right, let's go.
What am I supposed to be like? Well, thank you guys for tuning in right now.
It's usually pretty mellow.
NPR style. All
right, anyway, sorry, go ahead. No, fuck you, Luke. No. That's like when your child comes in and they have a good day, and you're just like, well, my day sucks, so fuck your day.
We're starting off right today.
All right, so we got trophy husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Nick.
I'm Luke. We have two very special guests today. We have Steve missing, so we have a replacement trophy husband and our friend Brian. And we have
My bad. And like, motion that mace.
Oh, I figured I should say something.
You're good. You're good. Sorry. I'm not very good at narrating right now. And this is her request, not ours. She wishes to be called the kitchen wife.
Yeah.
We have our other friend Gabby.
Hello.
So how are you guys today?
No complaints. We had a hell of a Friday.
as opposed to just like a lackluster Wednesday.
Exactly. Okay. Because it was alumni weekend at the college. Well, it's alumni weekend. We still got part two today.
Oh, I'm more ready for part two than I was for part one. Like part one, everyone's just like, you said you're getting weird. I'm sitting there just like, I still have all weekend.
I mean, that is what you were doing. You're the one who said it to the group text, let's get weird.
I did, but I had really high hopes, but then.
Just
broke my glasses. Nice job, Gabby.
Wow, Gabby, how did just you broke do her that? Glasses.
I don't need those. It's fine.
Gabby got so mad that alumni night part one was so mad that she just broke her glasses.
And Gabby had a bit of
just
a rough
the mention
night.
Of it. She was like,
pissed off because I blacked out.
Is that usually how
a
it goes?
Weak bitch.
That's how I plan on. I'm not, nope, not gonna put my, knock on.
I'm that was be, wood.
Yeah.
You touched my dick.
Is that why it's warm and has the consistency of yogurt?
Yes.
Good.
What? So anyway, just
did you throw up in your mouth a little bit?
So just going on to it though, the night started out pretty much evenly enough. Merce was actually decently crowded by 9 o'clock, 9:30, which was kind of surprising. I mean, not surprising, but, you know, it compares to the normal.
Filled with old people.
Filled with a lot of old people, that's exactly it.
Dude, I mean, they want somebody to clean their pool when their husband is gone.
And Marcus is like, I'm that guy. How many cats you got?
12? Good.
All right, that's
solid
fair.
Number.
That's fair.
I mean, if they're rich and on their way out, though.
See? Like, I'm not the only one.
I might be unemployed after college.
Will I hate myself? Yes. Will the Bentley that I drive be amazing? No, because I'm getting a fleet of normal-ass cars. Fuck it.
Hey, why do you need a fleet of cars, though?
But here's the thing. Like, everyone's just like, oh, man. If I got rich, I'd get this really nice car, and it's like, it's always just like, oh, I want a fucking Bugatti Veyron, and then it's like $1 million themselves, not to mention maintenance and taxes and all that shit.
So and I'm insurance like, on that is going to
be the roof.
That's true, but still, what are you going to do with like 17 Honda Civics and
stuff?
Hey, what you got? Honda Civics is great.
But that's what I'm saying, like here's the thing. Can you imagine if I had one Ferrari versus like if I had like a Toyota Town and like, yeah like I just had a Town and Country so we could all just be carted from the bar. I had a Volkswagen Golf and we're just like a Ford Focus or like maybe one of the fucking the transit buses. So I'd be like, all right, everybody hop in.
Now you're just teasing. I don't want to walk just by the bar anymore.
I saw that somewhere. Somebody, it was on Reddit the one time. Somebody bought an old school bus for like $4,000, and then they took the back half of the seats out, refurbished it, and made it into a party bus.
Nice.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So that's why I just want normal-ass cars. And not to mention, like, if your fucking normal-ass car breaks down, you just take it to a garage. If you're fucking whatever the hell that's really expensive breaks down.
We'll have to ship it to Europe to get it fixed.
Exactly. That's about it. So.
They don't even take money. They just take foreign cheeses and wine.
Take a pint of your blood, please.
We need your finest plasma, sir. Yes.
I do that every week.
Hey, man, money's money.
Exactly.
Hey.
It's like, what's Bobby's $50 is $50.
That's pretty much exactly it.
What?
So,
I can't see it.
I ended up bailing out early last night to go meet up with my girlfriend.
Booty call! Booty call!
That was weirdly in sync.
That was awesome!
You guys were practicing that?
Yeah, totally. We call each other on Skype all the time. Like, ready? One, two, three, go! Oh, fuck, you did it on the downbeat. Alright, shit.
On three. On three.
So how did the rest of your guys' night go? I think I bailed out around 12:30 or so it was.
Well, I'm pretty sure my neighbors hate me.
They've hated you for like a year now.
Yeah, that's
right.
Well,
no, because like a couple months ago he came up and he's like, not a month, maybe like a couple weeks ago. He's like,
yeah.
Can you like stop with like the all night party and like 4:30 a.m. It's getting kind of late. And I was like, yeah, no problem, sure. Yeah, that was a lie. So I started being like, guys, we got to take it easy. And then this weekend, alumni weekend, everyone's back. Everyone's like, you know, fuck it, let's go. So we all walk out the door to go to the dining hall this morning. And I look at him and I was like, alright, let's go. I want to say hi. I was like, let's go.
Like, made eye contact. And I was like, that's the guy.
Yeah, that's him.
It was like,
run.
It sounded like you had just avoidance and shame all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like,
alright, do what you do best. No eye contact. Just keep moving. Don't look back.
It's like a horror survival game. If you don't look back, the monsters aren't real.
Yeah.
Exactly.
As the, like, scary music fades out. Farther away.
Like, shit, I got one health pack and I have no ammo.
What do I do?
Oh my goodness.
You should just buy him a muffin basket.
I'm sorry, sir.
I am so sorry. I have been a terrible neighbor this entire year.
Fruit at the side of our
I hate you, man.
Look, man, it's going to happen again, but I thought, while we wake you the fuck up, here's some muffins. They may or may not be laced with MDMA.
You'll feel real good.
A whole pack of earplugs.
They're buried in the bottom, so we have to eat all the muffins.
Here's a Hustler from 1938. That seems like it'd be your time.
Oh! Is Hustler even around in 1938?
I don't know. It's probably just like caveman drawings of boobs.
Circle. It's like figures, circles.
Circles with dots in the middle.
But yeah, I went the fuck home. I was just like,
I'm done.
I was like, are you coming over? After like, yeah, sounds good. And I was like, you coming over? Nah.
All right. So who all ended up back at your place then, Luke?
A lot of people. All of us, except Marcus.
I wish I could remember.
Yeah. The funniest was Gabby was talking with Kim in my kitchen for a while. Just about, I can't remember, but they got me a bottle of tequila, and they were just, like, passing it back and forth.
Oh,
just, like,
God.
Take a shot in the middle of the conversation.
And you don't remember going to Luke's house?
Honestly, that was a little bit, blurry, but I figured out how it happened. I was like, I don't remember this because I didn't walk the normal way.
Oh, okay.
Where did you go?
I was with Rachel and Jenna.
Those are good guys.
Yeah, pit stop.
Pit stop.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then from there, just went down.
Just tequila in the kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, stumbling over the place, like, slurring all of her words.
It wasn't me. How's it feel? I passed the baton to you. And then I'm going to take it back tonight.
You say that,
Marcus is going to run up like, give me that!
No, dude, no. It's gonna be a doozy.
Yeah, I'm passing it back.
So you take this.
But, no, you don't understand. Like, tonight specifically, last night I was kind of like, all right, let's feel it out. No, tonight, I told you, I got the 5-pound bag of gummy bears, and I gave them to
Libby, were saying
and
about
I was
that.
Like, I don't know how much you're going to use, but I said I'd get gummy bears if you got the booze, so poof, here you go. Like,
are they the sugar-free one?
I don't know what they are. I think they're just fucking gummy bears. It's a big-ass bag of trolleys, that's all I know.
If you ever need a laugh, look up the Amazon reviews for the Haribo, like, sugar-free gummy bears.
Well, is it just like rubber?
Like, apparently it just makes you shit your brains out.
So sugar-free gummy bears review. I'm looking this up. No, this is going to be a topic of conversation.
Do you need?
I need to know.
Do you need a yummy laxative. Well, take sugar-free Haribos.
Yeah.
And you will poop a lot.
And, like, just, they're so well-written and hilarious.
I just, the first little thing I said, these are good, but, or should I say butt with two cheeks? Yes. Oh, God. Oh, man, words cannot express to me, words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. The gummy bear cleanse. If you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, enjoy. If you are like dozens of people who tried my order of run, first of all, for taste, I would rate these a 5. So good. So true to taste fruit flavors like the sugar variety. I was a happy camper. But, or should I say but, two T's. Not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweating, bloating beyond my worst nightmare.
Oh, God.
I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was inside of me.
This sounds awful.
Then came the flatulence. Heavens to Murgatroyd. The sounds like trumpets calling the demons back to hell. The stench. The stench like a thousand corpses vomited. The stench of a thousand rotten corpses vomited. I couldn't stand to stay in one room for fear of succumbing to my own odors. There's a ton. This goes on and on. Like, you know,
it sounds like the worst experience ever.
It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw projectile vomiting through a torrential flood of toxic waste, 100% liquid. Flammable liquid napalm.
It's like the back of the toilet!
And then it goes, and it went on for hours. Alright, enough said.
That makes
Wait,
sense.
Is the back of his toilet still like that?
My toilet?
Yes.
No, I cleaned up.
Finally. Because it was like that last weekend.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
like, well, I had a house guest this weekend. Or whatever.
Dude, no, the
Did
one.
Did you poop on my toilet?
Yeah, the one weekend.
He's admitting it right now.
Like, it was me. Like, yeah, I did.
Now that it's clean and I don't have to do it.
No, I didn't add shit on the back of your toilet. I'm much more creative with my poop than that.
Would you like a mural? Yeah.
You could find it in your sock drawer. Just
that,
tucked
the
in.
The one shoe?
Just yes!
The one shoe.
You know, the one shoe. But no, you were just, you asked, you said something about it, and then I was just like, I don't know what this guy's talking about, because he was just like, there was something on the back of my toilet, and it was weird colored, and it looked grainy and disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
And we're just like, what the fuck? Did somebody shit on the back of your toilet? And he's like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. Like, it was almost like he was afraid of his own toilet.
Well, as Luke said, because we actually...
There were things living in it.
It had its own bioorganisms. Yeah.
He brought it up right before we were recording the one week, like 2 or 3 weeks ago at this point. He just came up, and he's just like, did you poop on my toilet? Did you poop on my toilet?
He wasn't... He just comes out, I screaming, did you poop on my toilet? He's like, what?
Of course, Eve. I mean, Luke described it, he just goes, yeah, I'm not sure if someone puked on my toilet or just had some really bad poop on my toilet, but there's just this nasty greenness all over the back of it. And it was like, oh, that sucks. And then the next weekend, I'm like, he still has it there. He has to clean it.
It was like fucking alien afterbirth all over the back. It was so gross.
It did look very similar to that stuff from like Ninja Turtles. Like,
yeah, like the fucking ooze. Like your toilet's about to go fight crime.
I need to call Jen. Hey, can you come clean my house?
Thanks. No, there was one time I went to go pee, and I'm just like, scrooting do, going to the toilet. I just stopped.
Do you sing every time that you
scrooting
go to the
bathroom? Scrooting do, going to the toilet.
Yeah! Now on iTunes, bitches. Scrooting do, boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop, toilet.
I'm going to get David Guetta for the remix. You can play that shit in Murph in like 3 weeks. But no, I looked at the back of the toilet and fucking just stopped. I like shivered and dry heaved at the same time. And I just had to pee anyway, so I'm just like, let's get it over with.
You don't get that close to it when you're... Just, never mind. I'm not
it's not a fire hose, Lou. I was going to pee in the shower.
As a female, that fucking sucks.
I have another bathroom, Gabby. Like,
I mean, that's no like one ever really goes upstairs.
Yeah. Like, no one wants to walk upstairs.
Especially when you have to pee.
So far away, yeah.
Wow.
It's like mountain climbing.
But you guys trash my house every week and you complain about the location of my bathroom.
Actually, we help clean your house too, some of us.
When?
I feel like
when you did my laundry.
Right. Yeah, when my laundry.
Not only that, there was the one time we helped you clean the living room. You're just like, you don't have to, man. We're just like, no, we're right here. We can help you clean. Oh, you're just like, no, stop. And like 5 minutes later, you're just like, all right, thanks, guys.
I remembered why I don't use
well, I mean, we trash it often enough.
I'm really sorry, but the first time I ever used your upstairs bathroom, I freaking, like, broke the toilet paper roll.
Oh, that's been broken
like,
for a while.
Okay, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I ripped it out of the wall, and I was like, oh, no!
What did I do?
So what did I do? I shoved it back in and waited for the next person to break it.
Like an adult,
yes,
damn it.
So, I'm gonna need money for my security deposit.
Already told us that you don't need to.
That's fine. You said it, it's recorded.
It's true.
This will be held as legal evidence.
Yeah. Fine.
Wow.
I accept my fate. I'm a graphic designer, I know how to glue things.
Alright, get to it, girl.
I mean, like hot glue or regular glue? Because it's a whole new world if it's hot glue.
This is true. It depends on, like, where the outlet is.
Gotcha. Need an extension cord? Because we can provide one.
That might help.
Cool.
We're going to fix
your
thing. I
hate you guys a lot right now. Yeah. Like, this is the weirdest exchange. Like, you know, glue? Is it hot glue? You know?
The good news.
You got the good news.
Like, weird euphemisms of glue. Like, yeah, this glue is really warm.
Oh, God!
I'm out of my bathroom. Like, come on, what are they gonna think? What Ani's gonna think?
I mean, all your socks were pretty crunchy when I put them in the washing machine.
So, I have to say, right now, I'm sitting in what's normally Luke's chair, and I feel very awkward just like having to look up for the conversation.
Where do you normally sit?
I'm normally where Luke's at.
Yeah. Oh.
But
Steve's
since I am
here,
taking Steve's responsibilities,
I'm right there. Yeah. So, last week, we. Well, did you guys go to the hookah bar?
No, we didn't end up going.
Oh, okay. We should definitely try that out one weekend. But...
Oh, right, right. You and Steve.
Steve and I went to Jackie B's and had a fucking feast.
God, yes.
It was so
good.
It
was Steve's first time ever going. He never realized, like, how cheap the food was there.
Yeah. For example, so I got a shrimp basket and a quarter pounder with cheese, and then... The shrimp basket came with fries as well. That was, like, included. And then Steve got curly fries, a quarter pounder with cheese. He got a pizza for Maggie. And he got a meatball sub. And together, our bill came out to $17.70.
What?
Yeah.
This place sounds
what is
magical.
It is. It's the only weird thing is, A, it's a bar. So that's kind of how they... It's a bar... And you will smell like an ashtray.
Yeah, you will smell like a complete ashtray when you walk out of that.
Is I've never done
worse
that.
Worse than
Murph? Yeah.
It's, I'd say it's worse than Murph. But you're saying something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at least Murph's has like a get the smoke out machine.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jackie B's does.
And it's cash only. But other than that, it's, you know.
But, I mean, what were you saying? Like, the prices haven't changed like since the 70s or something?
Something like that. It's crazy, dude. It's... the last time we, and then the time before that, we went, it was, Eric got two quarter pounders with cheese and bacon, Gio and I split pizza, and I think Gio got a Coke, and our bill was, like, $15, so it was, like, amazing.
Food.
Yeah.
Best place to go if you're hungry and you don't mind smelling like an ashtray.
For $10, you too can eat like a king.
Forget McDonald's dollar menu.
Honestly, the food,
I mean... It's not even like a dollar menu anymore.
Right? No, that's
it's
true.
It's a value menu, which was them phasing out the dollar menu and thinking we're dumb.
Unfortunately, I feel like a lot of people probably did fall for it, and they're like, oh, it's still value!
But you know what? We noticed now.
Exactly. Well, now we're putting it out there. Now the people are like, wait a minute, they did raise the prices!
It's time to... To Big McDonald's.
Now we're gonna be starting a whole rally and everything.
Yeah. I don't care that much about McDonald's, honestly.
I mean, I hardly ever hit up Mickey D's.
It's like the one time when we were at Travis and Brian's, maybe like what, a month and a half ago.
Something
not for
like that.
Not for your party.
No, but it was the time before that.
Right. Okay. Nick and I just stayed up all night, and then the only place, like, I was hungry, and the only place that was open was McDonald's.
This is at, like, 6:30
or
7.
Yeah, 6 in the morning. And Nick goes before me, gets his food. I order, and it takes literally half an hour.
Forever.
To get my food. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And so Nick's, like, sitting at a table, like, you can go ahead and eat. Don't wait for me. This is taking forever.
And I was like, all right, now.
So he eats all his food. I'm still waiting. I go up to, like, check on Nick. He is face down on the table, dead passed out. I'm like, I was like, hey, man. He's like, just done. I'm like,
to be fair, I drank quite a lot that night.
And not slept probably for, what, 3-4 days? We should.
Yeah, I hadn't slept in about 3 days at that point, I think.
She coined that the Mickey Dunn.
that you should have taken a picture of that. That was a meme waiting to happen right there. The Mickey Dunn. Yeah. Well, actually, thank God he didn't take a picture of that. I don't need that surfacing the internet.
You don't want that on t-shirts?
No. Oh,
man, that'd be cool on mugs.
Yeah.
Could have started a whole franchise.
I could have.
So you have the picture on your
cloth. You needed sponsors. You just, like, funded this entire thing.
Nick's face just got us to Bermuda. Or lack thereof. Carnival cruises. Down. So, one of the funny things from last night, Murph's had this poster where it was just, like, it had, by the DJ booth, it had all the different drink specials.
I didn't
like,
even make it to the back
bombs.
Last night.
Oh, my God. The back was, like, mm-hmm. if you... It was Satan's asshole after the gym. Like,
yes!
he had ran so much.
Like 5K. And then we just entered his ass.
At one point, Kim was like, she's like, come to the back bar. I go, like, make my way over. Look, it's just everybody. Nope.
No. Nope, not doing that.
Oh, no.
Anyway, you're saying that's a poster on the target.
Oh, so they have this, like, pile of posters, and I thought it was going to be similar to the other one. The posters were the food specials for Friday night.
So nothing special.
No, but it was the ones that they hang out, like,
yeah.
That has all the, but I was just like, who wants the food specials for Murph's?
I think the only food special I've ever gone there for has been the wings. Like, yeah, Yings and Wings. I did do the grilled cheese and tomato soup, like, okay. A buck for a pop for each of those on, I think it's Monday or something.
Yeah, I've done burgers a few times, I think that's Thursday.
Yeah, I went last week on a Thursday. Burgers aren't bad.
Especially if you get Tom to make them for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Tom.
I think Roy made my burger, actually. I don't want to know what I went into.
I want to try Taco Tuesday. I
want to. Tacos are not bad.
They're
I really
very
want to try
Taco
one of those PB&Js. Yeah.
But they're dolls.
I hear those are fancy.
I mean, we could just all go to Jackie B's and then do that one night before we go out.
That's true.
Yeah.
Be stuffed up on fried food and greasy fried food and just go out there and rage.
And then vomit.
And then vomit.
Awesome. We can all just together.
Like many nights that we end up on your couch where everybody's was one mass congealed pile of
blob. Well, it was like Gabby this morning. She passed out against the wall by the windows. Rachel was passed out like by the side table with a fan, like on the on the floor. And then our friend Tyler was like asleep against the other wall. So I walked downstairs this morning and the three of them are all just like huddled together on the couch, just like dead asleep.
Pro tip to the wise, sleep in the bathroom.
Actually ever do that.
Someday.
I'm doing it one day. I'm gonna do
before,
it.
Well, you gotta do it in the next 2 weeks.
2 weeks, my lease is up soon.
Well, I'll figure it out.
Tonight.
Just break back in after.
You're gonna wake up one morning to find me just knocked out in your bathroom.
You're like, everybody left.
Oh. Never mind.
Like, Marcus, okay. What the hell are you doing here? Well,
buddy, rough night.
I was gonna read my Cosmo and spank it out, but you just decided to ruin that. So, try to go get breakfast or what?
Not with that attitude.
Oh my God, it was hilarious. So I'm supposed to meet up with Libby later, and she was like, well, if Ben and I don't go out, then you and I can just go grab Skurve. And I was like, I'd love to go to Skurve one night where I'm not hungover. I don't smell like Murphs.
And so not the same clothes from last night.
Yeah, I don't look like I was something that was puked up the night before.
I don't know. I like going to the dining hall looking all disheveled.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that just like your regular look?
It's like a... I mean,
all the other times...
That's my aesthetic.
People dress up to go to the dining hall.
Suit up, guys.
Yeah. I've seen it the opposite. Like, I've seen people that were dressed to the nine the night before at the bar, and then I see them at Skurve.
Like PJs.
Yeah, PJs. Yes. And I'm just
wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, wearing sunglasses. I'm just like, oh, so this is your day wear, ma'am.
I think one of the
funniest... You're full of shit.
I think one of the funniest things that I can say that I've seen, just thinking of people with PJs with glasses on, I remember this was after the bar the one time, and I'd gone out to a restaurant just to grab some food myself, and it's a dark day out, like it is pouring rain, super dark day out, and there is a person sitting in there in full-blown pajamas, like not even trying to hide it with a jacket or anything, just full-blown pajamas. I think they even had slippers on, if I recall correctly. And they're sitting there, head in their hand, just like leaning over with a pair of sunglasses, and they just have a fork raised up with some food on it, and they're just staring at it, like this is the struggle right now. I cannot do this.
They got the shakes.
There was one time where I stayed over at Noelle's back when she was here, and her friend, one of her best friends, Andrea, came up, so we went ballistic.
Balls to the wall.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then the next day, they're just like, let's go get Taco Bell, because it was a Saturday.
Oh, God.
They're like, let's go get Taco Bell. And then, so they're ordering, and they're having girl talk, and I'm sitting there, like, melting. And the seat next to them, they're just like, you all right? I'm like, yeah. And then when they
I feel like the cheese in this burrito.
You see how it's dripping out the bottom? And I get, don't look at the floor, that's what I'm doing.
They're giggling at me because they just know. They're just like,
hold on, no. Yeah. We've had some awful poop jokes, but that was just tasted disgusting.
I wasn't even going there. Yeah. I was just saying in general he was melting.
I don't know.
Say poop.
I don't know. I just assumed that's where
no,
going.
That wasn't where my mind
was
going.
It was sweat dripping.
Oh, to your mind.
Yeah, like,
I'm like, sorry. You just said poop is a topic of conversation all the time, so I just...
Why'd you look at me?
If you listen to our previous episodes, maybe.
Episode one.
Plugging for our own show in our show.
Showception! But, dude,
I... Sponsor yourselves.
That's right.
We pretty much do. We all have jobs. That's how that works.
Exactly.
Calm down, Kanye.
The old Marcus. Chop up the soul, Marcus. No, I'm done.
But,
anyway, you're melting in Taco Bell.
Yes. Oh, I'm melting in Taco Bell, and then after Taco Bell, we go back to York, and, we're in the parking garage, and they didn't notice it, but I puked, like, right in the parking garage.
And real quick and digitally, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, while they were talking, then Andrea just looks at it, she's like, what the hell is that? And I'm just like, I don't know.
Barney tries to play it off all
the time. They didn't know that it was my fucking stomach acid.
Did you do that?
Like, I think it was a bird. That looks like a cracked egg, if you ask me.
It's just vile.
It was, and it hurt, and it burned, and I hated everything. I need to lay down. I didn't even get food. I just watched the world spin from the Taco Bell, which is either really good or really bad, depending on how you look at it.
God, I've never done it, but I, like, besides the time at McDonald's, like, I never eat fast food after a hard night out of drinking, because I'm like, this is just awful. What I like to do is, like, I always try to go to, like, a diner or something like that where I can get actual food, because, and Taco Bell, even, like, the worst of the worst when it comes to fast food, I could not imagine being hungover or something and then going and chowing down on Taco Bell.
I've done it. I don't recommend it.
Yeah. Is that part of your clockwork? You know, you black out.
Brian wakes up in shredded cheese and wrappers all over his chest. Like,
not again.
I did it again.
It's like a happy one in his hand. He's like,
He wakes up, he's like, well, I have more money, so I didn't get a prostitute this time, so life is good.
Don't have to go get checked for STDs this time.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Just food poisoning.
Call that a success.
to Barlow. That's going to be a good alumni Saturday.
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. As long as you set that bar so low, you just cannot be disappointed in yourself. Or it becomes a game of limbo. Or it becomes a game of limbo and you're like, how low can I go? How low can I go? Can I make it below this bar?
Dude, so that was fucking Thursday. We went out to the depot. We're there, we're hanging out. My friend Emily comes to the depot. She was already at Falloon's, and she kept getting pitchers. And she was like, hey, like, you should drink some. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'll help you out. But she would shove the straw in my face and be like, keep going. Keep going.
She was pulling a Libby.
No. But she wasn't like...
She wasn't tilting it,
but she kept coming up and was just like, drink it. And I was like, all right, cool. And the next thing I know, I'm just like... Hey!
Woo! Party Marcus is out!
Silly. Yeah! Dude, I was. Hormones, they were on fire, just like, who's trying to dance? Like, that was.
That
poor <person. laughs> Exactly! Whenever I come into parties, as soon as I drink, they're like, oh, Marcus just had 3 shots. Who's trying to do the wobble, bitches?
Oh my God. I missed.
Oh no!
I'm so upset.
We did it, but nobody was in formation. Hashtag yes. Beyonce. So I'm trying to get that red lobster.
Yes.
But nobody had like the steps or formation down, so it was almost
that
like
was a mess.
No. We did it, but we had a little corner of like 8 people, and we were just fucking killing it.
And they
all
knew it, but everyone else was just
everyone
like,
else is kind of like. Bopping
I'm
around.
Oh, for shit.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna need a replacement hip. Well, Gertrude, you should get that shit out of your trunk and do the wobble with
it. I mean, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, always have one. Always have backup.
I mean, that's how it seems, though. It seems as though there's sometimes where, like, it happens very rarely when doing the wobble or any dance where everyone's going. Is that everyone is on the same page. It rarely
especially
happens.
Like at Merce when everyone's trash.
Yeah. You normally have a handful of people doing it consecutively, like getting it going well, and then you just have everyone else just completely, like still doing the dance just fine, but just not in sync whatsoever.
I think you split it up, 50% do it and do it well, 25%, they kind of know what they're doing, so they can kind of keep up. And then the other 25% is just fucking hammered.
Lama, baby, Lama, baby.
He's like a weeble. He wobbles, but he does not fall down.
Hey, that just sounds like Luke on any other given night.
Whatever, guys. Like, you can't bring me down. You remember staring through the skin? Yeah, like,
shame.
Get it, yeah.
Shame.
Oh my God, Luke drinks a lot.
At least it's not like, hey, Luke goes around kicking people in the face. Tee hee hee hee.
I don't know, that sounds more fun, actually.
Now talking. You just gave him an idea. Yeah. He's going to be drunk tonight and be like, hey, guess what, Marcus?
Fucking Steve gave me a
raspberry.
You come
to my house and you take
a
kick to the
face. Now.
Steve gave you a raspberry?
I swear this night's headed.
Yeah, like, like
no avoiding it.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
On my cheek.
Did you bring your samurai sword?
No. Bring that for your... wait, can I talk about that party?
Yeah.
Bring that for your security deposit party.
Cool. Security deposit. You're probably like, can I say
let's
this?
Let's go. Can we just make that into a rave? Like, can we get
snowflakes? Fuck it, let's do it. I'm trying to clean most of my house out because I got to be out the next day.
That sucks.
And if I'm moving, then I'm to up north, then I'll have to be on my way that same day. So.
Oh, God, can you just imagine if the party rages and then you do get the job and then you're leaving the next day to go to Massachusetts?
That's what I'm saying. That very well might happen.
But, I mean, what shape are you going to be in for making that trip?
I don't know.
That's
like, let's fucking do it.
So, what you're saying is we'll just start pre-gaming at, like, 5 o'clock.
Just get an IV of
I mean, I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, cause I was thinking, like, you know, everyone goes to graduation with their families, does their thing for a few hours, then people just come over when they feel like it and like have like day party and try to survive through most of the night, and we'll see what happens.
So,
are pants optional?
Always.
That's just a constant.
X.
Nice.
Bry's over here petting his cat.
I was wondering why you brought the cat, Bry.
Bry's for this opportunity.
just one part.
Bry's like, well, time to bust out those sea blue hot pants that I ordered off of Amazon. That say scrumptious and bedazzled on the bottom. Like,
I wouldn't put it past Bry.
Hey, man.
Oh, that just makes me think of, though, that one time when we were at the Green Turtle and Brian bought the one shirt from that band.
Oh, right.
hot pink tank top.
I need to see if I still have that picture, because I'll put that on our Twitter.
That was
guest star Brian.
Just
here. So there was this band playing. Were they like a cover band? They were doing a lot of Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, they were doing a bunch of Rage Against the Machine covers.
But they had their own stuff.
Yeah, right. They're like some local reggae.
Okay.
Get uncomfortable.
Band. It's my perch.
He does do that.
Yeah, I do that a lot, actually. I like sit on that.
But I don't know what possessed me to like buy that shirt.
Yeah. It was like a tank top.
It was way too small.
What size was it?
It was a medium.
So you
rocked, I don't know what I was thinking.
We got back to your guys' house and you rocked it, though. You're like, I'm doing it. And then Luke and I are just cracking on you the entire time.
Yep, okay.
I need to see this.
And the way he posed it, too.
That's why I'm saying those pants you just described, not that far-fetched for Brian to have.
No. Alright, so it's not exactly what I expected. I thought it was going to be like hot pink. But this definitely, still, the image I had.
Maybe a little more salmon.
Yeah, salmon, orangey pinkish.
Please ignore how close I have to put this to my face.
That's right, I forgot that
you say that a lot.
Oh, it clicked.
It's really delayed.
I just imagine him in that and in his fucking sequins booty shorts listening to 80 songs like vacuuming. Like, it's like a Sunday, everybody else is hungover except for Brian. He's all happy. Take on me. Take on me.
It's like when that day he got up for his party, he's making everyone waffles.
His shirt.
I'll wear this shirt next time I wear the shirt. Next time I make waffles.
Oh, please do. Please do. That'd be phenomenal.
What? I said that shirt was in the wash that day. That's why I didn't wear it.
He was planning
on it. You still have it, though.
I do.
I mean, it hasn't even been a year since he got it, so
I
hope.
I've worn it like twice, including that night.
Oh, you don't wear it to work?
He wears it to the beach.
Get on that train to DC and rock that. See the looks you get.
Looks of the train.
Hey man, summer's coming up. Sun's out, guns out.
That's right.
So another trophy try that we had rolling. We Nick actually sat down with Steve and I watched an episode of Pickle and Peanut.
Yes, I did.
It was actually, tell them what you thought.
It's bizarre. It's certainly bizarre, but it was very funny. What was it, Wayne?
Yeah, Wayne.
There's this little kid named Wayne with like these huge eyes, like picturesque emo kind of thing, and every time they'd go to him, it'd just go boom, and like he just has this straight face, and people are like, ugh. They show his history of like him being born, and like the doctor pointed out like it's a bong, and everyone's like, ugh.
Almost kind of like Damien or the Omen, how the character is just dark and everyone's just like, there's something fucking wrong with this child. The best one was he's brushing his teeth in the mirror and just kept going back and forth. Because every time you see him, it makes like that low, like, boom. It's very ominous. But there's one time where it's him and you see him brushing his teeth and it does that. And it looks at him in the mirror and it goes, boom, boom. Like back and forth.
Yes. But what is it? Maybe 10, 15 minutes long?
Yeah, it was like 11 minutes. Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was entertaining. I didn't know what to expect going in, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, but it was fun. And then at the end, when they get the Well, first of all, Wayne tries to kill everyone.
Yes.
Because he pulls the drain out of the plug, so they, like, go into the sewer system. And then, remember when they're in the sewer, you see, like, the rat cult and the fucking SWAT team?
Yes, yes.
And it's so weird. You just have to see it to understand the context.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So, just like, this is so funny.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
Sorry.
But not really.
And then,
Pickle and Peanut, it's 4.3 on IMDb. I don't trust you guys. Nope.
And has Napoleon Dynamite in it? Nope.
Oh, I loved Napoleon Dynamite.
Whatever.
Yeah, but.
Napoleon Dynamite. What did Batman vs. Superman get on Rotten Tomatoes?
30%. But that's like.
Nope, my point exactly. Thank you.
No, 4.3.
That's different weapon.
4.3 is not on the same. It's like apples and oranges, dude. Jeez. No. Get your fucking movie review sites together.
Let me just forge something together that has nothing to do with anything.
Because.
Write it out.
Batman vs. Superman on IMDb is like 7, which is audience reviews. And then like critics is Rotten Tomatoes, which is 30%. Pickle and Peanut, 4.3. On IMDb, which means people fucking hate it.
So. We didn't hate it, and we're people.
Hardly.
It is the weekend.
Highly debatable.
You're the 1%.
You're the 1%.
I wish. That means I have a lot of money.
Nope. So, I did find this interesting article I wanted to bring up. Because I think this might be like the biggest billion-dollar idea ever. Now you can get pizza in a pizza box made out of pizza.
I saw that.
You saw the article?
Sounds greasy and
what?
Messy.
It's this place.
Tell me more.
It's this place in Brooklyn. What is it called? Vinny's, yeah. From Vinny's. Where you can actually, like, this is the picture right here. And I'm just like, that is the best idea I think I've ever heard. That way there's no cleanup afterwards.
It brings a whole nother meaning to eat the box.
But you can't deliver it like that.
I think you can.
Gabby's face was just so disgruntled.
I feel like to deliver it, you have to put it inside of another box to like safely and sanitarily transport it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it'd be messy.
It's a little complicated.
Don't get me wrong, I would eat the shit out of this.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it's
why
messy.
Why not?
Why not
just make a bigger pizza?
I'll take five.
Well, if you're going to order 5, you are going to be put back a little bit of money because they do cost $40 a pop.
What?
Oh, no.
Well, 40, then they give me 10. That's it.
All right, so I can just go to Little Caesars and get 2 pizzas for like $12 and then see the rest.
Little Caesars, though.
Or you could just get like, you know.
Who eats at Skurve?
Oh,
yeah.
You same demographic.
Yeah.
Oh, I was.
You come here. You come there pretty often.
I don't even have a dining plan. I don't eat there. Like, you can't pin this on me.
Lizzie, where are you?
Damn it, Lizzie! Stop making us make bad decisions.
Deja vu.
Yeah. But no. So last night, I was just like, yeah. And then eventually, I was just like, no. Tonight. But Dante comes to me and he's like, you drinking? And I'm like, he's like, you want to do a shot? And I'm like, all right, cool. And then Jenna's just like, so I said I would buy you a drink. What do you want? And I'm just like, I don't remember this conversation, but sure. I don't know. And she's just like, how about Grateful Dead? And I'm just like, why not?
Marcus just raking
Jenna
in the drinks
here. Jenna
had
a rough night. She was just a little under the weather, if you know what I'm saying. Like, literally, yeah. Over my railing on my front porch, just like, for like half an hour, just leaning. I'm good, just give me a minute or 30.
Or 30.
Oh man, the word, have you ever been out somewhere and you got sick from drinking, and then you realize this is a terrible place to get sick, and you feel like a terrible human being?
No, that doesn't happen to me.
Oh, no. I'm a good person.
Yeah. And I'm 7 foot tall. For those of you who are listening, I'm 5'6". But no, there was one time we were...
like wine, it gets better with age.
Unlike motor skills.
Scott, get to your point.
But no, there was one day, I went to this party
and I drank way too much 151. First mistake there.
Yep.
And then my friend picked me up, and I was just sick the whole day. But it was like middle of the afternoon. This was years ago, but it was middle of the afternoon on a Saturday, and I'm sitting there because we were doing another small get together at his place. And we all used to hang out there. Shout out to Sheldon. Don't know what the hell you're doing with yourself now, but hope you're safe. Call me, you bastard.
Miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, out front, and it's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's kids literally across the street playing, and I'm like head and hands by the mailbox out front, like, and the kids are just like, "What a wonderful time to be a kid!" As I'm a grown ass adult in broad daylight,
it's like,
"Oh god."
Learn from me, children.
Don't underestimate 151. It has the prowess.
That stuff is awful. I mean, thing was, did you ever meet Mark's friend Will? Not Will. Still.
I think I have.
Crazy
fucking
psycho. He would. Worst. He would solely drink 151 because, like, well, it's like getting two bottles in one, and it's cheaper. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And he would just chug 151. Like, how the fuck do you do that? He would just take the bottle, just face it, be like, bleh, bleh, bleh. And like, oh my God. He's like, you want some? I was like, okay.
Nope.
So he got me like hooked onto it for a while, and that stuff just destroys your stomach. I
can't
touch
take a shower of that feeling, like I burned half my throat out.
Exactly, it's just like,
yeah,
it fucked with
I can only imagine the morning after drinking heavily on 151.
Yeah, God, no, they're awful.
Another friend and I, we made up a shot. Shout out to Chris. Made a shot called the Apocalypse.
Do you miss your friends a lot?
Yeah. Oh, wow, they were
great. Let me sit around and just read magazines
where
by my lonesome.
Where are your friends now?
But no.
Where are your friends? You don't have a choice.
It's kind of like, you know, people you used to hang out with, but you don't see
right.
Very
yeah,
often.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, every once in a while, you know, you come mm-hmm. together and you have mm-hmm. a friend day. But we made a shot called the Apocalypse that was half 151 and half Everclear.
Oh, God. That would be the Apocalypse.
Why?
And
yeah.
Because we could. That was how that worked.
How'd that night go?
The question is, how did those nights go? That was
weird. You didn't learn. Okay, I will be the first to admit, I frequently don't learn from my mistakes very quickly. But that sounds like something I'd be like,
nope,
not
never
like,
again.
No.
They were actually kind of tame.
Because you just laid out. Like,
exactly.
Like,
just
one
joint. Boom. Collapse on the floor.
Switch it on the floor.
You guys want to have some seizures tonight?
Oh, God. Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
Seizure juice.
E stands for ecstasy and epilepsy.
Made it E for everyone.
Kitchen wipe.
Boom.
Oh. Bram, 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 bram,
bram.
Wait, shout out to Lizzie.
But, yeah, man. Oh, dude. We would just make the most random ass drinks. There was one time we had a party and I, like, passed out on somebody. I pulled a Libby again and I just, like, slept in this girl's lap.
I'm not moving, girl.
Hi, Chelsea.
You see, I was never like that. Like, when it came to drinks, and I never made, like, the huge concoctions or trying all that. For me, even when I first started drinking, I was like, beer. Yep, just beer. Go with beer.
Beer. I'm a beer person.
I made weird concoctions.
Like?
Like, example?
The day I made the blanket fart, I woke up next to a cup that was filled with rum, vodka, Coke, and it was vanilla Coke. And also, like, powdered coffee creamer.
What?
Were you pregnant?
What?
Like, we were all like, this is gonna be a great idea. Like, we were taking shots with, like, the coffee creamer on our hands, like, it was fucking, like, the salt. As if we didn't have a bunch of Coke there. And we were just like, oh,
that was great.
And then, like, we made this whole thing. We were like, you know what, though? We should go to sleep first. Like, sleep, then drink this. Woke up and I was like, oh, thank God. It was curdled, like,
ew.
Like it had bubbled up into something
so
horrible.
Did you beer bong it?
Obviously.
Because I think
if you have a concoction that's that bad, you can't just sip it. You just have to pour it into a funnel. Yeah, just
pour it straight to the mouth. Down the esophagus.
And it just like solidifies in your stomach. It's like a brick.
I can say, though, and this was before the days of alcohol, and the way, way long ago, in high school, I had a friend who... He concocted a whole bunch of different drinks and would try to make stuff. Not like alcoholic drinks, just drinks just in general.
Yeah,
and the one time he was making something, he'd been working on it for like a week. And he's just like, Nick, will you drink it if I bring it in? And I'm just like, yeah, I'll drink it. Worst mistake of my life.
Oh, no.
It was chicken chocolate soda.
No.
What?
Why?
I don't know. And he brought in like a full 16-ounce bottle worth, and he's just like, here, have it, and I, the thing is, I didn't just say I would try it, I said I would drink the entire thing. Oh, it was bad. I chugged it. I did drink the entire thing.
You're a champ.
I think my stomach hated me for about the next 3 weeks.
Question. Can we get this and then put it in Luke's fridge, and then when people raid his fridge, which they normally do...
They'll drink it.
Oh, God. Bitches.
Who wants some chicken chocolate tequila shots?
And they won't be able to do it with ice.
His super ability still reigns supreme.
Jesus
Christ. You guys are assholes. Like,
Brian ranting about
seriously,
ice.
Though. Why would you put the ice cube
I get it, you're
back
mad.
In the freezer?
So mad.
I get it, you're mad.
It defies all logic.
That was so awesome. To see you have... Because everybody pretty much was somewhat intoxicated that evening.
You know, a little bit.
Some more than others. But you were having a parental meltdown.
Yeah.
Of epic proportions.
Why would you do this?
I mean, that's how it was.
It's like,
was,
Dad, I'm sorry.
It was like, just like a parent scolding a child.
Yeah.
Why are there empty ice trays in the freezer? Why would you do that?
Like, we wake up to Luke the next morning, sitting there, like, mumbling to himself, like, fuck Brian. And he's sitting there
listening to emo
there,
music.
Like, no, Brian's sitting there scowling at him. Like, and then... Next to Luke, you just see pages of notebook paper that says, I will fill up the ice trays when I'm gone.
Simpson style.
Yeah.
He's like, Luke, we're going to get breakfast. You coming? It's like, Brian said I had to fill 10 pages front and back. And I only have 7, so you have to wait.
Like, can I go, Brian? No.
No, you are going to finish this, young man.
No ice for you.
And then Luke fills up the ice trays, and just as a punishment, Brian just takes them.
Just throws them to the ground.
Yeah.
It's like, you got it ice!
Fill them up again.
Another!
Exactly.
So, Brian, did anyone else buy you a birthday drink last night, or was it just...
I forgot it was your birthday.
It wasn't his birthday last night, it was the last Tuesday.
So, I feel
that
bad.
Never mind, it was not the actual day, screw you.
We can totally sled by.
I had to get that Irish car bomb for you. How'd that feel on you?
It was good. It's been a while since I've done a car bomb.
I still, I'm just saying though, I'm older than you and I can still just drink it down a whole lot faster.
Because you don't have a soul.
Yeah, Satan bot.
Because you're Satan bot. If you were a real human, then maybe you might struggle a little, but...
Nick's gonna turn 30 and then just wake up, I'm a real boy!
I'm a real boy now!
He's a sip of beer, he's like, boo! Yeah, it's like... like 15 just years of collective hangover.
Exactly. Boom!
It's like cerebral palsy.
Oh, God.
Nick calls me, he's like, hey man, what's up? He's like, oh, it's today. It happened.
You just know the day.
I'm just imagining that scene.
It's
the Wall Street.
Yeah.
I
managed to hit nothing. Well, maybe.
Nick has just a diet of ginger ale and saltine crackers for a week to settle his stomach. That's all I need.
Oh, God. That would be awful. There was a point, though, where I was just sick.
I gotta come in every day to change his puke bucket. He's just laying. He's like,
Occasionally giving him like a wet rag.
Here you go, buddy.
It's a cold enough.
It's gonna be okay.
Luke the midwife, ladies and gentlemen. It will now be on AMC. Tuesdays at 7 o'clock.
What happened to Luke when he grew up?
Oh, jeez.
We're all gonna have our own fan fiction. We may write it ourselves and just post it anonymously.
God. I still don't think anything beats out Steve's historical fan fiction.
Steve.
We miss you, Steve.
They're having a great time without you.
Well, they're in reptile land or lizard land or something right now. Him and Maggie went up there.
It sounds just like a downgraded zoo. Like,
we can't afford to get the elephants or the lions. So we just went out back and captured some lizards that were crawling in our backyard. And we call it reptile land.
I want to see some fucking lions, though.
It's just
lions,
like a little fenced-in thing with like rocks that you like lift up and look at the bugs crawling.
Exactly.
It's so awesome.
Some sketchy dude with a hook for a hand runs it.
That's how he takes your ticket. Like.
I need your ticket. Okay. Grah!
He just talks like a fucking Banjo Kazooie character. He just
on his hook.
Oh my god.
Reptile land, where dreams go to die.
Plays the banjo with his hook.
There we go.
He uses strings like nothing because he's always breaking them.
Again.
Damn it.
He has a donut on it. He plays and simultaneously eats the donut.
That'd be impressive.
Yeah.
I would pay 20 quarters to see that.
Yes.
That's $5.
I was about to say, everyone do some quick math in your head.
I can't do math.
I don't know how. I read plays and write stuff.
I do art.
I write stuff. I don't read plays.
I computer stuff.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
Wow.
Do your math, guys.
Oh, did you guys, when you guys were coming up to my apartment, did you guys see the guy in the random mask and flag just walking down the sidewalk?
I missed that.
It was like a chrome skull mask, and he had like a pirate's flag, like a Jolly Roger kind of thing.
It was a big one, too.
Just like strolling down Philadelphia, like, nope, nothing's going on, nothing weird here.
That's a great way to get the SWAT team called on you.
Honestly, like, Brian, I open up the door for Brian, and Brian's just like, do you see this? And I'm like, downtown York, what else? I'm like, welcome to downtown York.
Like,
it's not that abnormal.
No, I mean, I've seen weirder stuff.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Like my neighbors beating the shit out of each other.
Or like Luke and I carrying a couch up the road.
Yeah.
I once saw somebody try
you didn't know about that one, Marcus?
And they put the mattress on top of their car but didn't have any rope or anything. So everybody had a hand out of their car and we're holding it.
Oh my god.
And it was windy that day.
Oh, jeez.
It was so impressive.
Oh my gosh. Hey.
No, but no, we never told you about that.
The couch moving?
It's when we were, Steve and I were first moving into the apartment. Steve was off with Maggie or something, I don't remember, but I was back and I'm moving in stuff. And Luke was lending his truck to help me move in some stuff. And we moved in, like, the big things, a table, like mattress, all that kind
of
stuff.
We went to start with the couch because it was like, this is going to be the worst to get out of the way. And
we were taking in things in through the back. And we try to bring the couch in through the back. We get it wedged into the one hallway because it's, what, like a half inch too small to actually fit through.
Not even, like.
And we budge and struggle with this thing, even beating it with a hammer at one point.
Just so wedged in there that it's not going anywhere. So even like we can't get, at one point we're just like, we can't get through this. So we gotta take it back.
We struggle.
But it's stuck in there so much.
Yeah.
That we had to, like, I'd take a hammer and just, like, beat the shit out of it.
I was literally, because we struggled with it for, like, a half hour, 45 minutes. So screw it, went and grabbed everything else, and then, like, an hour later, like, okay, we have to tackle this. And so he's on the one side, I'm on the one side, and we're trying to push this couch out from where we wedged it so we can try taking it in through the front. And I'm literally bull rushing it, like football style,
like
slamming into it. And then we're taking.
Tackle is the word you're looking for.
Did you play sports? It's not very well.
I was a lineman.
But then we finally get it out, so we take it out back again and put it into Luke's truck, and we're like, okay, we're going to try taking it in through the front. And, of course, it's a Saturday night, and so there's no parking off of Philadelphia, like, anywhere near my apartment. So what we ended up doing is we park out basically in front of the White Rose.
Right in front of the White Rose where the outside seating is.
Yeah. And Luke and I both just grab the couch, and we start walking up, and this is like maybe 7:30, so kind of like a prime dinner hour, too. And all the people that are on the deck are just staring at us. And Luke goes, Luke just yells at him, "That's right, dinner and a show!" And so we keep carrying it up. We get it up to in front of my house. And at one point, we were just so tired at that point. It wasn't that far. It's like half a block. But it's an old heavy couch from the 80s with a built-in mattress. So those things are heavy as hell. So we just sit there panting on my couch in the middle of the Philadelphia sidewalk for about 10 minutes
yeah,
or so.
About 10 minutes, yeah.
And they're like, okay, all right, let's do this. We can do this. So we start bringing it in, and we bump it against the little boutique, the door in the little boutique that's below us. An alarm goes off. And I didn't think that it was. It didn't sound like the alarm of the boutique. So oh, looks like oh, is that?
Did we do that?
And I'm like, no, I think that's a car alarm or something. And it keeps going in about 2 or 3 minutes. I'm like, yeah, that went off. That was us. Sure enough, about 5 minutes later, then the cops show up.
They see us struggling with
yeah,
the
they see us struggling with it, and they're just
the
like,
stairs.
You bumped it with the couch, didn't you? We're like, yeah.
Yeah,
and they're like, all right, have a good one. But we did finally get it up, but we struggled probably for about another half hour, 45 minutes,
definitely.
Getting this
yes.
couch up these steps. And then we get it up so far, we realize we can't actually get it through the stairway door section. But you know how in my apartment there's like a half wall there in the stairwell? What we ended up having to do is we just heaved this huge couch over that half wall.
We're just like, one, two, three.
We were like giving each other motivational speech. We're like, this is what heroes are made of.
Like, we can do this.
We're like, this is when heroes are born. It needed to happen.
And then when we actually got it over, it's like laying face down. Like, it was like the cushions were in the show. I was like, it looks good to me.
Yeah, we were like, no, good enough.
That was awful, though.
Can I keep it going?
Nope. I hope we never have to move that couch again. Can you burn that on your way out?
Oh, God.
Just saw it in half. Just throw it out the window.
My friend, the one that I mentioned earlier, Sheldon, when his dad decided to, like, renovate their house, because at one point he had left to go, he lived in Lancaster for a little bit, so he left Sheldon the house, and we had, like, all these couches and, like, places to crash and stuff. So rather than take the couches out one by one, he just sawed them in half. And, like,
no.
Put them on the curb. Was like, well, I'm one man and I can't carry this entire couch.
Solved that problem.
I mean, it's basically what IKEA does, but, you know, they do it intentionally.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Made it. I was trying to take a drink of water, and then he said that, and I was laughing. So I'm like, I don't want to choke on it, but I don't want to spit it, and I don't.
What do I do? I just seem to have that good knack of always hitting.
Fuck you.
Can't be the first time that's ever happened to you.
Oh my!
It definitely can, because I don't give fellatio. That's what you're implying.
I've heard otherwise.
Again, stop putting me in your fan fiction.
This is my real life. Do you not remember last night?
You just told everybody that I didn't come to your house.
I know, I was trying to conceal your fate from last
time.
You know,
he was trying to cover up for you.
He came in through the back.
And
was in the bathroom the whole time.
I snuck it to Luke's house. Now I'm in the bathroom. I pooped in the back of the toilet.
Knew it! It was you.
And on that, I say we have a Saturday to get to. We have a Saturday to see Marcus get weird on. So let's wrap it up here,
if
folks.
By the time I get out of the musical, if you're not, you know, asleep on my couch, it's a disappointment.
Are you going to give me the key? Because that's the only way.
I'll meet me on campus later.
All right, so folks, you have been listening to episode 7 of The Trophy Husbands. I am Nick. You can find me at nlens42, that's NLENZ42 on the Twitter,
the Snapchats and the Instagrams.
God, can you sound any more ridiculous?
I mean, I could try.
You be you.
I'm just being me.
Challenge accepted.
I'm Luke. You can follow me on Twitter at HUKE_LOOVER. I don't know how that even started. Like, Will and Tommy. So that's my Instagram and Twitter, and you can follow me on Snapchat for, you know, fun stuff that we do on the weekends at HUKELOOVER.
Yeah, it's a lot of bar and whatnot on your phone. Good old rigmarole.
A lot of last night's Gabby falling all over the place. Me like curb stomping her.
I saw that. Yes. Like, you're dead. You're dying.
I just like woke up to see that, and I was like, oh, a lot happened.
Well.
That happens.
So that's why I have a bruise everywhere.
It's like wasn't total... actually hitting you.
I am covered in bruises.
It's like one of those that movies. Was something else.
Yeah, this is not my doing.
But you can find me on the good old Tweeter.
How do words?
That's my joke I make for him. You can't make that for me.
How do words?
Words? What words? But QUEZMAV and then Snapchat is SIRMAV. I have an Instagram, but I don't like it, so there's that.
Wow.
I just don't. I'm not like, oh, let me get like a gazillion pics for the Insta. I'm just like, let me just enjoy this because I'm here right now.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on.
As Luke sets up to take a fucking picture for his fucking Instagram.
I'm gonna take a selfie with you, Mark. Oh,
no, it's an Aussie.
How do I flip it? There we go. I'm not very tech savvy. Hey, Marcus.
My teeth. What is? Just look at.
No, that's.
Save it.
We'll fix this later.
No,
finish the outro.
If either of you two want to plug for yourselves, you can. But
yeah,
let me get my phone out.
I'm Brian. I have Snapchat and Twitter, but I don't know what my accounts are.
All right, well,
bear with me.
Well, while they figure it out, we will plug also for the official Trophy Husband Tweeter. That is at the True Trophies. Also, you're going to be able to find us now on Google Play, iTunes, and on TuneIn, hopefully on Stitcher here soon, and basically anywhere where you can find podcasting stuff.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
I've been practicing this.
This is a real deal. All
right, well, I found my Twitter. You can follow me at Brian Martin, BRIANMARTIN 30, with a 30. I don't know why you'd want to, but more than welcome.
Hold
on,
it's
hold
your
on.
Name.
You should follow him.
I don't look at my Twitter.
Follow him for waffles.
That's true. He puts up all those hot waffle pics.
So you find out what your Snapchat name is. Oh, okay. And you can follow me on Snapchat at BMAR 123579. Though I don't really use that, so I don't know why you'd follow me there either.
But if you want to.
But if you really want to, feel free.
Gabby?
I'm Gabby. I'm awesome. You can follow me on Twitter at GetCremeBrulee'd.
That's like my favorite Twitter handle.
Thanks. My Instagram is Gabe Virgina. GABEVIRGINA.
Alrighty, and I think that's gonna do us for the week. Thank you both to Gabby and Brian for appearing in and subbing in and official appearance of a kitchen wife.
Yeah, the first groundbreaking. Now she's gonna do our dishes.
So everyone have a good week.
Yeah.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird. Woo! Let's get weird.